AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The May jobs report did not impress investors today, but it was stronger than expected.
The Labor Department says 280,000 jobs were added last month. That is much better than analysts were expecting, and a seeming indication the economy is back on track after a few tough months. Construction firms and the healthcare and service industries led the way, while cheaper oil prices prompted the energy sector to cut jobs for the fifth month in a row. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate was up 0.1% to 5.5% as more people were out looking for work. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Investors are worried that good economic news will prompt the Fed to raise interest rates. The hack attack on two federal agencies is being viewed as the work of foreign spies who could use the information to fake their way into more secure computer networks and grab U.S. secrets. Waylon Krush, the CEO of a cybersecurity firm, says the major breach of personnel data is nothing less than horrific.
Now you have all the people within the government that have clearances, their information exposed. From an intelligence collections perspective, if this was an advanced actor, they just got the most high payoff target they could ever ask for.
Federal employees are being told to take precautions that include changing their passwords. Violent storms are sweeping across Colorado. Lori Hodges is the emergency management coordinator in Larimer County.
We had reports of two tornado touchdowns in Berthoud, Colorado, which is a town within Larimer County to the south, right along the Boulder County line. They did have golf ball size and baseball size hail.
Forecasters are warning more severe weather and flooding are on the way overnight and into the weekend. This is AP Radio News. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be without their all-star guard for the rest of the NBA Finals.
Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving will miss the rest of the NBA Finals because of a fractured left kneecap and will have surgery that could sideline him for 3 to 4 months. Irving had an MRI on Friday after he left Game 1 with 2 minutes remaining in overtime, limping off the court and later leaving the arena in crutches. Irving missed 2 games of the Eastern Conference Finals and had limited minutes against Chicago in the Eastern Semifinals. His replacement will likely be Matthew Dellavedova, who played 9 scoreless minutes in Game 1. The Cavaliers are already without forward Kevin Love, who has a dislocated shoulder. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
American Pharoah's trainer says whatever happens tomorrow in the Belmont Stakes is out of his hands.
The horse is ready as we can get him, and I really don't, you know, I can't. There's nothing I could say after the race like, well, you know, should have, could have, would have. He's ready to roll.
I'm Ross Simpson.